This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We are joined right now on the fan hotline by our good buddy Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. He's gone.
That's what I was trying to tell you, but yeah.
Well, then tell me.
So he I called him and he was like, oh yeah, I had to restart my computer. Yeah, yeah, I'll be on in a minute. And I think he might have forgot, but I'm not entirely sure.
All right, well, we are soon to be joined by our good friend Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette. This guy becomes a full-time Steelers writer, and all of a sudden he's acting like Aaron Rodgers. Yep. He's this big diva. Yep. Oh, I didn't have you marked down in my calendar. This guy. I don't even know if I want him today. That's a lie.
Yeah, we're going to take him, right?
Absolutely we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about coaches who, like, and scouts who've made it just kind of, the hard way.
Well, we're looking at Omar Khan here. During the break, Omar was born in New Orleans, went to Tulane, earned a degree in sports management with a minor in business administration in 3.5 years. So, like, genius level stuff. Winds up being a GA with the Tulane Green Wave football team. And then in 1997, just gets scooped up by the New Orleans Saints, hangs out there for 4 years, and then bang, he's a Pittsburgh Steeler for the rest of his life. Dang it. It's impressive as hell.
Yeah.
So, you don't need to play football at a high level to get it all going, but sure helps. Or you could be a genius. I got neither of those things going for me. Chris Carter's kind of a football savant. He joins us right now. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? How we doing today?
Well, we're excited for you. Full-time Steelers reporter now, man. How about that?
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that.
You're not, like, pushing Fittipaldo out to the pasture, are you?
No, not at all. In fact, I was really honored by the Post-Gazette telling me, they were like, hey, they believe in me so much that they wanted to make it a 4-man team, something they had never done before. So I really appreciate that. And, I'm really excited because I respect all of our guys. I think shows with them all the time in the North Shore Drive podcast. And now it's gets me a chance to put all my work and focusing on the Steelers, which is something I haven't been able to do for 5 years. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah, the beat got better for them for sure, but just in town because your knowledge is great. And I think you have a diverse group there because I think all four of you guys bring different things. All right, but enough kissing your ass here, Chris, although we mean every word of it. Aaron Rodgers, do you want him or do you not want him? We'll start there.
I don't. If I'm the Steelers, I just don't. Listen, if this was 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I'd understand. But just looking at what he brings to the table at this stage in his career, I just do not. I don't understand why they're jumping through so many hoops to get him. If he wasn't on a beach somewhere wondering what he wants and doing all these things and taking all this time, then maybe I'd be like, okay, maybe. But when I look at what happened the past 2 years with the Jets, the injury is one thing, but like last year, if you look back at mandatory minicamp and you got Garrett Wilson wondering where is their quarterback that hasn't played with them before, and you got the dark retreat, and you got him going on Pat McAfee while he's supposed to be in camp and working with these guys and not being a leader and not setting an example, and then just showing up whenever he wants. And you look at that and you're like, why would you want that when he didn't come, when it wasn't like when he showed up and everything was great, you know? And then he leads him to be 5-12 last year. If I'm the Steelers, why would I want that? And then you also look at how every time, like last year, when something was going wrong, he would blame somebody else. He would say, oh, it was this guy's fault, it was that guy's fault, it was this guy's fault. And you're like, oh, and you know what? We should fire this coach over here. It's just the lack of he shook up what was a good situation in New York just 2 years ago when they were getting him. The New York Jets were an on-the-rise organization. They had a lot of young pieces. People were saying, hey, if they get a quarterback, they could be the next thing that threatens the Buffalo Bills, and they could be one of those teams that contends in the playoffs in the AFC. And now they're back in a full rebuild, basically. So I think that if I'm the Steelers, I just don't understand why I'd be chasing after him right now.
Well, Chris, they did get a quarterback. Mason Rudolph is back, a reunion with Mason Rudolph. How do you feel about Mason Rudolph, and do you think that the Steelers would actually give him an opportunity to be the starter? Is he going to be the backup? $4.5 million for one season, and then next year he'll get another $4.5 million, so two seasons at that price. Do you like Mason Rudolph coming back?
I actually really like it coming back. He knows your team. He knows your organization. There's not a lot of guessing there. And he's not going to bring any drama. And also, I think he's not a bad backup quarterback. And if he has to start, you know that you can win in a pinch with him in certain situations. He's not going to go out there and beat the superstar teams for you. But like when you go up against a team like, say, the Falcons, or you know, a team that's, you know, kind of like, you know, hovering around the playoffs, you know he can give you a chance. And I think it also dispels the myth that, you know, that he hated the Steelers and he hated Mike Tomlin and he felt he was done wrong. It was just like, hey, it's a business. I get it. And so he's coming back to the Steelers. I think it's a really good thing for them. And now you have a situation where you can say, hey, you know, if Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers don't work out, well, you at least got this guy that you know that you can win games with, because the last time he was in Pittsburgh, he won 3 in a row for him in the regular season.
Do you think the book is closed then on Russ? Doesn't sound like you do.
I think there's people out there that think that the Steelers will just at absolutely no cost go back to Russell Wilson. And listen, I get that there's, you know, that there's some potential there for that. I just have to think there's a line where the Steelers have to be like, hey, we're all professionals. We can get over this. Because if they're willing to put up with Aaron Rodgers and this and the stuff that they've seen, and that's very public about. Not, you know, and I don't care about what Aaron Rodgers says on Pat McAfee's show outside of what he says about football and the drama it causes inside the locker room. But when you see again the things that happened there, and the not showing up, and the problems that it caused, and just the me, that's where I think that there could be that's where I think they're like, hey, just why would you want to put up with that with Russell Wilson? You know, there's the corniness, there's the part that people don't like as much. You know, they think is, oh, that guy's fake, he's not as real. But at the end of the day, I don't think he's ever been to the level that like he's going on like on a national TV show and then banging on his teammates, banging on his coaches, and then that causing rifts within the organization. And that's where I don't know if that would be there. But hey, if the Steelers feel that way, That's up to them to decide. I think Russell Wilson wouldn't be that bad of a guy to return.
If it's neither of those guys, if it's not Aaron Rodgers, if it's not Russell Wilson, could Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders be in play at 21?
Ooh, I mean, I guess they could. But if I'm the Steelers, again, I don't think this is the year to do that. I think Shedeur Sanders could be fine in the NFL if he has a lot of things that work out perfectly for him. I'm not a big Jackson Dart guy. I see the potential. I see like the high ceiling there, but I feel like if you're going on those guys, you're reaching really, really far and hoping that it can work out. And I think that there you'd be a lot more solid picking guys who I think are definitive first round guys, especially at positions of need, like defensive tackle, like wide receiver, like cornerback. And I think that if you got one of those guys, you'd have a building block. I think next year, when you look at some of the quarterbacks that could be available next year, there's a much higher percentage chance that it's going to be a better quarterback class next season. So I think that if I'm the Steelers, I would I would punt. I would wait to go for a quarterback. But hey, if you feel like, you know, one of those rookie quarterbacks, you studied their tape and you've talked to their coaches, you think that they're the guy. You talk to Prime and you think that Shedeur Sanders is the guy. Hey, take your swing. But after we've seen the fallout of they missed on Kenny Pickett, it didn't work out, and the hole that it's left them in, because that's another first rounder that they don't have right now contributing to them. And at this stage where they're trying to rebuild themselves, I think that you need to be able to hit right now. I think if they hit this year, hit on a second rounder, and you see the offensive line form, I think you might have a much better foundation to be much more aggressive next year when I think it's going to be a better quarterback draft class.
Chris Carter, the Post Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. How about the moves they've made so far? What do you think of those?
You know, it's interesting. I think that I was really caught off guard by Darius Slay because I was like, man, I thought Charvarius Ward, Carlton Davis, Byron Murphy, and I was down for any of those names. When they signed Slay, I'm like, damn, 34 years old in 1 year. I didn't get it. But then when I was going over and looking at his history, I forgot, you know, he started off with Terrell Austin, so they have a connection. He credits Terrell Austin for making him an all-pro cornerback in their development. But then also, he does have a good tendency to work with young cornerbacks and help them get better. Look at how he helped Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean with the Eagles. And, you know, he talked about it yesterday when we talked to him at the Steelers facility, saying like, you know, hey, I'm excited to work with Joey Porter Jr. He said, that's my favorite part of the job. So if he can help Joey Porter Jr. become a better cornerback, I get it. And when you look at his numbers, he actually did play well last season. So if you can get him for a year, fine. I think that could work out, but I did think that they were going to be more aggressive in going after a higher tier cornerback. And now as for DK Metcalf, I think this is a very intriguing move. You know, it does say that they don't plan on keeping George Pickens long term, but the two of them together would be a very interesting dynamic of two deep ball threats that can be on the field at the same time, which is another reason why I think that they should be looking at bringing back Russell Wilson, because now it's not just one guy he can moonball to, it's two on different sides of the field. And now if I'm a defense, I have to honor both of those at the same time. That could become create problems, create mismatches, and there's something there. So I actually think that really works out in their favor. But I also think the other factor here in what they've done in free agencies, if you look at the moves that they've made, guys, they've signed a lot of guys they've gotten guys by trade, and they've gotten guys who've been cut. And you look at all the players they've lost: Dan Moore, Najee Harris, Dante Jackson. Just player after player, who've signed contracts in free agency, who they've naturally let go into free agency.
Comp picks, baby.
What did you say?
Comp picks, baby.
Exactly. Those are stacking up, and that's going to give Omar Khan and this organization more opportunities to say, hey, let's be aggressive next year and trade up really high if we really think our quarterback's there.
That's right. Chris, appreciate your time. Really excited about what's going on for you now in the Post-Gazette. Thank you, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas.
You the man.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. A lot he said there that I want to react to. A texter writes something that I think is a little bit of a misnomer that I want to address. Noah Hyles at the bottom of the hour. David Bednar's blowing up. Is he going to be the Pirates' closer this year? Is the season spiraling down the drain, Doran, before it starts? Well, Noah will tell us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Thanks to Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette for joining us in the last segment. Stuff to react to there from Chris. But Diana Russini has reported the Giants have offered Aaron Rodgers more money than the Steelers, Doran. That's where we are on that now.
Yep.
And they should have to.
Yes.
They don't got a great situation. You got a coach who's fighting for his job. You've got a good weapon in Neighbors. You've got a decent piece in Slayton, who I wanted here in Pittsburgh, but as a part of it. But if he's my number two, I don't know if I'm doing somersaults in the streets. You talked about this with Justin Fields, man. Like, Justin Fields picked the Jets over Pittsburgh. And Rodgers, man, if he picks the Giants in the current state of that franchise over the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, we ain't what we were. Like, that's a bad look.
Bigger story to tell. There's a bigger story to tell than what's going on right now, if that's the case, if that happens. And say Russ even, you know, picks Cleveland. Say Russ comes back into the fold, but he ends up going to Cleveland. Say, like, oh, the Steelers now have turned their attention to Russell Wilson, the quarterback of last year, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then he's like, and next day, Russell Wilson signs with the Cleveland Browns. So there's three teams, three of the worst teams in the NFL that three quarterbacks have chose to sign with over you. There's a bigger story to be had if that is the case.
No doubt about it, Doran. And I am on team Mason Rudolph start from day one. They're not paying him much. Build the roster up around him. Take your swings in next year's draft. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. That's what I want to see happen. But that's not what they want. They wanted Justin Fields and struck out. They want Aaron Rodgers, could strike out, and then they might not get Russell Wilson. So, well, that would lead to the thing I want happening in Mason Rudolph being the day one guy. It's also a disaster for the franchise because it's not what their end goal was. If they at the beginning of the offseason were like, it's going to be Mason Rudolph, and like, listen, there's not a lot of good options. We don't want to spend a ton of money on any of these guys. I think people understand it. They think they can win.
Yep.
And they want to win with Russ, or they want to win with Rodgers, or they want to win with Fields. They might not get any of these guys, which means they're doing a bad job.
And we're not talking about top-tier quarterbacks either. We're talking about the lowest of the lowest that are available right now. You can't even get them. Can't even get them.
And Pony just tweeted something I've been agreeing. I've been saying for a while. I'm sure he has too. Like, a lot of us have been saying the same thing on this. You got to give Rodgers a deadline. Like, okay, well, the Giants are offering this. Okay. Like, last and best, Steelers. What's your last and best offer? I ain't been a general manager, Doran. I have bought stuff on eBay. Last and best offer. Okay? And then that's it. You like eBay? Or do you do no. Mac.bid? Am I not allowed to bring me eBay up?
Mac.bid's better than eBay.
There you go. Bang, bang.
Have you ever invested millions of dollars?
I've never had millions of dollars to invest. I would need to win the lottery for that to happen.
Yeah.
We used to get Steelers tickets all the time from eBay, but they weren't allowed to sell the tickets. So it would say a Steelers terrible towel for like $400. And then you can also include it in this four free Steelers tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust that.
I didn't want to either, but it worked out. And actually, we went to a Steelers-Giants game in New York City.
You got tickets through eBay?
Yeah, back in the day.
Mm.
Yeah. Is that dumb?
I never heard of that. Wow.
That's how we used to do it all the time. My sister and mom went to a Broadway show. My dad and I, Ben's rookie year, watched Eli and Roethlisberger have a shootout there in the Meadowlands. And some guy in front of us after the Giants, I think they returned the opening kickoff like 70 yards or something. There's a bunch of Steelers fans there. And he turned around to me and my dad and goes, "Wear are your yellow rags now?" It's like, jeez. My dad was like, better get out of here. So yeah, Steelers need to give Rodgers a deadline. If they want him to, like, I don't want him. But like, you're either going to get him or you're not. I'd rather get him or not. Like now, instead of a month and a half from now.
You can't give a deadline if you're not prepared for Mason Rudolph to be your quarterback, and I don't think that's where they want to be. So if you think that Aaron Rodgers is the guy, and that's going to make sure that you have a successful season, you can't give a deadline.
Well, then I'll bid the Giants then. Like, you got to do business. Again, I just feel like I need to keep being clear on this. I don't want the guy, but like, if you want him, act like you want him. Like, either give him a deadline and say, this was our last best, or make an offer bigger than the one the Giants are giving. Like, quit screwing around. Don't get Ayuked again. Like, I thought when they got Metcalf, like, okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Learned behavior. They've changed their way of doing business. Wonderful. Well, now they're, and it's been 4 days going on five. Like, they're letting themselves get Ayuked when, you know, Javon Hargraves are coming off the table. I'm annoyed again. I'm impatient. Now I'm more now I'm more mad at them. Now I'm more mad at them than him. I need to focus my ire on them, not Rodgers. That's the flaw now in me.
What could be the selling point? I mean, outside of money right now.
You got DK Metcalf. You haven't had a losing season in forever. You've been flirting with Mike Tomlin, winking at him, wearing Yinzer shirts, ordering Pirates hats. Like this, you want stability? Like you say you want stability? Okay, we can offer you stability. That would be my selling point.
If you're Mike Tomlin, would you? I mean, Mike Tomlin's at pro days right now, smiling, taking pictures and everything. But if you're Mike Tomlin, would you ask Aaron Rodgers, like, hey, let me come fly out to you? Like, that's what I would do. Like, I'm flying out and we're meeting.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm Mike Tomlin. I'm like, hey, I know you're taking your time and walking the beach. I want to walk with you. Let's take a walk on the beach together. Long walks on the beach.
Can you imagine the paparazzi?
Oh,
click, 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 click,
goodness.
Click, click. Those two walking on a beach together?
It'd be great.
Best thing that could ever happen to us.
Be great.
Someone who knows anything about Grok or Photoshop, can somebody just tweet us? I know somebody out there listening. Huge audience.
Bananas. He's been tweeting us all morning. Phil Bananas, here, you make this Grok of Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers walking on a beach.
Yeah, can you Grok up Rodgers and Big Ben going out on a date? Did I say Big Ben? Rodgers and fly him out too.
Yeah.
Hey, I was an old quarterback for the Steelers. It ain't that bad.
Wait, I bet you.
I'm on it right now. I'll do it.
You're okay. Going to Grok it?
I bet you. We haven't talked about this. I bet you Big Ben doesn't want Aaron Rodgers here.
I bet you he's like.
You know how he gets uneasy and people take his shadow, you know? I don't think he would want Aaron Rodgers at all. Have we heard from Big Ben about this? I don't think he's talked at all about Aaron Rodgers being here.
No, he talked about Fields.
And DK.
Yeah. I hadn't caught this week's episode, Dorn. It is relevant though.
I bet you he's probably against it.
He ain't gonna want that. Of course he's not gonna want that. Ben likes to listen, as an attention guy myself, like I'm not throwing shade at Ben here. But the DK Metcalf thing happens, which is one of the most exciting things that the Steelers have done in years. It's the biggest trade they've ever pulled off in their franchise's history. And Ben puts out the 14-second video saying, hey, let me come back and throw to that guy. Like, he needed to be part of it. So, Rodgers comes here. Can you? Oh, my God.
I mean, the guy that beat you in the Super Bowl, too?
All right. Let's get into that coming up next. I know we got Noah Hyles. I just really want to ask him about what's going on with David Bednar.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's got thoughts on Rodgers and all that, too. So, we'll do a little bit of both coming up next. But, you know, I think about Ben. All right, you know, screw it. We'll do it next. That's next. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, can you just imagine a world where Aaron Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback and placing blame and throwing dudes under the bus on his podcast, or excuse me, on the Pat McAfee show, and then Ben on his podcast with Spence being critical of Aaron Rodgers and just how that would go is incredibly amusing to me.
Oh, man.
The thought of that.
I wonder how critical Ben would be to Aaron Rodgers if Aaron Rodgers had like a 3-pick game or something. I wonder if Ben would actually flame him.
I think Ben's gone there with guys. Like, I think Ben's been critical.
You with the Hall of Fame guys that are here in Pittsburgh? Like, was he critical with Russ?
He was... What do you call it? Constructively critical?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see him with Rodgers crushing the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And maybe it could be a...
Really?
Maybe it could be a chance for Big Ben and Terry Bradshaw to bury a hatchet here. You know, maybe they give Rodgers number 12, get Bradshaw pissed off. Ben's like, hey, I want to be the old guy throwing the football around. They're both ticked. They could bond. Could be great for the Steelers family. All right, Noah Hyles from the Post-Gazette joining us here. We'll be back to Rodgers and all of that in a second. Noah out in Bradenton, Florida. You seen Aaron Rodgers walking around on the beach anywhere, Noah?
I have not. I'll keep an eye out, though. I'm by a beach right now. No sights of washed-up quarterbacks here.
How about a washed-up closer? I mean, I don't know that that's the case, but you look at the stat line. I didn't watch him pitch yesterday, but... Our guy David Bednar, a third of an inning, 3 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 walks, a spring ERA of 12.46. Noah, what's going on with David Bednar, and do you think he's playing his way out of being the Pirates' closer?
Well, I don't think he was the Pirates' closer. Derek Shelton never declared him the Pirates' closer since he lost that role in September of last year. I mean, he's been asked, and he said he's not ready to make that announcement yet, and I think we've seen why. I know there's still a good pitcher in there, but we've yet to see it. I thought he looked his best before games started. When he was pitching in live BPs, he looked confident. The stuff looked really good. It was sharp. It was in the zone, hitting locations. But since games have started, I mean, he's had some decent outings, but I don't think he's had one clean outing yet. Every outing, even if it's been scoreless, there's been a walk, there's been a hit. And then yesterday was really bad. I mean, he wasn't hitting the zone. He wasn't hitting the spots. And when he was in the zone, it was up. It was over the middle, and guys were hitting it hard. The exit velocities were high. It was a really bad showing from him yesterday.
No, I was watching an interview the other day with
Paul Skeens.
Yes, Paul Skeens. I was thinking of the...
You were thinking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, I was
thinking about Aaron Rodgers.
With Paul Skeens, and it just seems like he's more outgoing now and embracing being Paul Skeens, embracing being, you know, one of the best athletes in sports. Do you feel like he's changed a little bit in a good way? Like, do you feel like he has a different aura to him now?
A little bit. I mean, it's something that I feel a lot of people aren't able to grasp, but 2 years ago, no one was interviewing Paul Skeens at all, right? Before he went to LSU, no one really knew who this guy was, aside from, like, you know, diehard college baseball fans when he was at Air Force. Then he goes to LSU, becomes this phenom in a year, and it just takes his popularity and celebrity take off. And for a guy who's, I would say, an introvert, that's a lot to handle. I wrote about that last year, how he kind of dealt with being a celebrity or becoming a celebrity overnight. And it was a lot for him. I think the All-Star game really took a toll on him. Just the amount of interviews he had to do during that 3-day period. And then after that, in the second half of the season, he really kind of shut it down. He wasn't very accessible to many people. I mean, here and there you might get an interview, but he really just tried to keep things low profile for the rest of the year. The off season, we saw him do some stuff here and there. But now I think that he's a little bit more comfortable in his role, not only on the team, but just in the baseball world. He's starting to embrace it a little bit more. He's still figuring it out, though. I think as time goes on, we're going to see this guy show more and more of, you know, his true self and his personality, because there is a personality in there. There is a guy who has interests and has interesting things to say. It's just, you know, he doesn't want to step out of turn. Last year he was a rookie. I think he felt a little uncomfortable with him being kind of the face of the team, where this year I think he's a little bit more comfortable being the guy that he knows, or that everyone knows, hey, when you think Pirates, you think of him.
Noah, real quick here, because we butchered the timing of all of this. You think it's Holderman if it's not Bednar? And if it is Bednar, you think they'll have a shorter leash, a quicker hook than last year?
I still think it's Bednar, but if it's not going to be Bednar, I would actually go with Dennis Santana. I think he's been their best reliever since the second half of last season. He's been really good this spring.
Noah, it didn't need to be that quick, but I appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and hey, let's talk soon, buddy.
Absolutely, always here to help.
What a guy. Noah Hiles, really good on that beat. Same with Andrew Destin. Things going well for the Post-Gazette.
Yeah, it's good.
Moving Chris Carter around.
Yep.
Yeah, Dennis Santana, fine. Fine, whatever. If Bednar keeps pitching the way he's pitched, like, you can't.
No, you can't roll him out there.
No, your season will be over before it starts if you're losing close games early, because you know what that does? It makes you feel deja vu. If you start losing a bunch of close games because you can't nail it down in the late innings, you as a team are going to have a tough time pulling out from that, because you're going to say, what's different? We're the same guys we were last year. And then you're going to be wasting good pitching performances. You know, I don't think I would go with Bednar to start. I think I would go Holderman. I'd have Dennis Santana in the eighth inning role and let Bednar pitch in lower leverage situations and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if he figures it out, it's a great option. If he doesn't, well, at least he's not blowing games in the ninth inning.
Right.
How about we say, send us photoshops of Mike Tomlin walking on the beach with Aaron Rodgers, and we got no less than 24 sent to us immediately. We got one right now where Rodgers is signing a Pittsburgh Steelers contract.
Wow.
I am terrified. terrified by AI.
Who are all those people in the background, though?
I know. I was looking to see how specific AI got. Like, is Omar Khan sitting there in the background? Do we have Art Rooney II? Jeez. I'll tell you this, and this is going to come off as a criticism for Art II, and that's because it is. Like, Dan Rooney would have given a damn deadline. Like, give him a deadline. You can want him, fine. I don't. Whatever. But give the man a deadline.
I can't believe you don't want him. I'm shocked.
I don't need that ego up in here. This town's only got enough room for my ego, Doran. We don't need his coming up in here. Texter. Guys, nobody, and I mean nobody, cares what Roethlisberger thinks. Listen. Listen. Not true. Anytime Kenny Pickett threw a pass, people wanted to see what Ben was going to say about that, hear what Ben was going to say about it. But the most important person would care. If Ben criticized Aaron Rodgers, it would get back to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers would react to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think that's the case, you haven't paid attention to Aaron Rodgers since the end of his Green Bay career. Like, he hears everything. He gives me Jim Boeheim vibes, Doran. Like, I've heard beat writers tell stories about they'd write something and Jim Boeheim, I think it was Starkey.
Yeah.
Jim Boeheim called Starkey for something he wrote in, like, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I think Rodgers hears everything. And some of it might roll off, but depending on who says it and lays and levies the criticism, I think, yeah, he absolutely pays attention to that. 412-928-9370. How would Ben feel about Rodgers coming here? I think that's an interesting question. I want to pull more at that thread when we come back. What's that face?
No, I think it'd be. I think it's
a good place to land.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody's really talked about it.
Mm-mm.
And I think it's somewhat relevant because of what Ben does and who Ben is. And he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and having another one come in here that'll beat you in a Super Bowl, that I don't know if that would jive.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that's going to jive well.
Ben and Spence v. Rodgers and McAfee and Tone Diggs and the guys. More on that when we come back. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. If you missed it, you can vote on it. Who do you want to start at quarterback for the Steelers next year? Mason or Rudolph? 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Just mentioned in passing, and it's kind of taken off. What do we think Ben Roethlisberger would think if Aaron Rodgers was QB1 for the Steelers this year? And this is a good take. I don't know that I agree with it, but I like where this texter's head is at, Dorn. Ben would rather have Rodgers than for us to draft another young quarterback, potentially take over the franchise quarterback mantle from him.
Interesting.
It's an interesting take.
Very interesting. I don't agree with it either, because I think if Aaron Rodgers does anything significant here, then it will put Ben. Nobody has passed or surpassed Ben, and Ben wants it that way for as long as possible. Any quarterback, any player doesn't want that next player to be better than them. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, no.
I mean, Eric Dickerson didn't want Saquon Barkley to break the record. The
any relation
record.
There?
Yeah, uncle.
You, Eric, and the guy
Michael.
for Robert Morris, whose name is not Michael.
Amarian.
There it
My
is.
My cousin Amarian. We're all related. And Landon. Landon was like, you know, he's my half-brother, though.
No, I think...
What? Landon's my half-brother.
Mm-hmm.
What, you think what?
Nope.
Uh-uh. What?
No. Nope. What? I'm punting on third down is what is happening now. I can't believe I started the sentence. But I did.
You don't think he's my half-brother? Why?
And here I am. Nope. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. It's me. 412-928-9370. Sean in Mount Pleasant. You say things now. Hello, Sean.
Yeah, hey, guys.
What's up?
So, is there a chance that Aaron Rodgers is waiting for Russell Wilson to sign somewhere so that he gets significantly increased leverage with the Steelers? And the second thing is, what are the chances that Aaron Rodgers, that his age and condition is actually going to play a full season? What are your thoughts?
I mean, he did last year.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but I mean...
No, I agree with that point, Sean. Like, I think it's 50-50. Like, I think there's a considerable risk of injury. Absolutely. Your body doesn't work the same way. He's in his 40s. And people look at Rodgers, at Brady, and they think, okay, well, you could do it. Well, He's Tom Brady. I mean, he drinks like 75 ounces of water before he goes to bed at night for pliability reasons.
Well, Aaron Rodgers has ayahuasca. Maybe that's what his thing is.
He pooped out the demons.
Yes.
I mean, he did play last year.
Yeah.
All season.
I think if it's not catastrophic, he could make it through a season and be totally fine. Like, if it's not like something that's blown out.
I'd like to see him be more willing to take hits if he winds up being here, but that's easy for me to say behind a microphone at 34 years old whenever I have not been hit once in my entire life.
Yeah, why would you want him to take more hits?
Because I think while I've propped up the he gets rid of the ball thing quickly as a positive, I also think, like, upon going back and looking at some stuff, I think there's also an element of not letting plays develop because I think he was a little bit worried about that Achilles. I think he got better as the season went on, but... yeah, I have my concerns about that. 412-928-9370. What was the other thing the caller said?
Russ, waiting on Russ.
Oh, I don't think he is. I think Russ is waiting on Aaron.
Yeah.
And I do think, though, if Aaron picks whomever or retires that's not the Steelers, I think Russ is going to have them in a difficult spot. Like, oh, you're coming crawling all the way back to me?
Mm-hmm.
You come crawling all the way back to me. And I think that they would.
Like, Russ and Mason?
Yeah. That's what they wanted last year, was Russ and Mason, I think, and Kenny, and just sort the whole thing out.
Yeah.
And then Kenny was like, no. And I don't blame Kenny for that.